Hey guys, how are you? So this is a special episode we're doing, and it is special because I have my friend Chris here.
Hi!
Who is going to react to literally everything I'm about to say. Chris, if it is too much, please stop me.
Okay.
Because some of it is actually really disgusting. Even I think one of them is really gross, and that's a lot for me.
Yeah, for you.
Because I'll literally, like, I watched Human Centipede 2. I don't know if it was, and I ate a whole pizza.
I don't know.
So, like, nothing disgusts me, but one of them is actually kind of gross. It's like a fecal matter is what got to me in the vomit.
Okay.
But everything else is not that bad. Well, I think it's not too bad, but to me, it's literally a walk in the park. So, to you, I don't know how you'll react. So, if it is too much, we'll, like, find some kind of different topic to talk about and just, like, relax and then get to the next one.
It'll be fine.
So I didn't include things like breast ripper or I didn't include many things that are like female torture devices because like they were kind of squeamish and they were like people would get into fits because like the Salem witch thing, people thought it was fake and people think it's real. So I don't want to start a whole controversy and fights because people actually...
Wait, people think that the Salem witch trials were fake?
They think it's real, but they don't think the whole thing with burning them was, like, real. I've actually had people fight me on this. Literally fight me on Tumblr in person. It was in my psychology class, and we were talking about torture device, and I was like, wow, this is something I like. No, and people started fighting over dumb shit, saying that the Salem trial was actually, oh yeah, it was about witches, but that never happened. They were never burned at stake. Joan of Arc was the one who was burned at the stake. I was like, that's nothing to do with anything. And the whole thing...
Yeah, those were different country, different time.
That's
like,
what I said. So then I was like, oh, and the whole thing was like, one of the other torture devices was, imposter came up. Okay. So the other things were also, you know, how is if you're a witch and we're going to throw you in the lake, tied you up. If you come out, you're a witch. And if you die, you die.
Then so I guess you weren't a witch.
So sad you're dead now. So people think that was fake too. Even though there was kind of proof in the lake that they found like some.
Really?
Yeah, they actually found some stuff in there. So I don't know. I mean, I completely believe it. I completely believe, like, you, at that time, since there was no really way of finding out someone was a murderer or somebody was killing somebody like Jack the Ripper, they never found evidence on that, you know? At that time, fingerprints never existed, lab work never existed, footprints I don't think really existed at that time either. Nothing really to find the actual person happened at that time. So there was really no way. You could literally point at somebody and be like, she's a witch, burn that bitch, kind of thing. So...
I mean, I never even thought to question it. I kind of was just like, yeah, people say that this is a thing, so it must be a thing.
Yeah, no, I really had people argue with me about it.
Wow.
It's a fucking crazy. So I had a whip out. What's that book called? Oh my God. It's Easy A was inspired by it.
Really?
Fuck, what was that?
Oh, The Scarlet Letter?
Yes.
I'm an English major, no worries.
Yeah, I forgot about it. No, but, like, for real. Okay, so, I don't want to get to Salem witch trials, but saying that people actually think a lot of these things are fake. Like, even, like, the Iron Maiden, people think it's fake.
What's the Iron Maiden?
Like, it's, like, a big casket.
Yeah.
And it has spikes in the inside of it.
Oh, like the chokey, but in real life?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think I've been inside of one.
Why?
It was a museum. You know I'm into this stuff.
Yeah.
It was in a museum, and it didn't really poke me. Like, yeah, if you're slouching and you're tired, it'll probably pierce you. But, like, I don't know. People say that's fake, too, even though there's, like, millions of actual Iron Maidens in museums and stuff.
I guess it's partially, like, psychological torture. Like, if you relax, you will get hurt. Which is, you know, an anxiety feel. If you relax, something bad will happen.
I don't know. You know what? Let's just start with it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we've been rambling.
One of the ones I was watching Mythbusters.
Okay.
And I saw this and I was like, what the fuck is this? And it's called bamboo torture. Yeah. What's the first thing you think of bamboo? Pandas, right? So usually you think of bamboo, pandas, cute as fuck. You know, they're just eating it, this and that. But apparently during the Japanese used in World War II for prisoners, usually, of course, to retrieve information from them, or to, or it could just, like, it could just be a punishment, like, hey, you're being bad, we're gonna send you to the bamboo torture kind of thing. So, so the story, it's weird because they don't think it's, they happened in real life. Some people think it did happen, but I think it's very well planned that I don't see how it would be fake. So apparently, you're tied down horizontally, facing upwards over growing bamboo shoots. I'm going to show you a picture. Yeah.
Oh, so, my God. How fast does bamboo grow?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
So the sharpened shoots are then to start growing, and it impales you from the back. Slowly but very painfully, it'll start piercing your body. And it literally takes like 3 days to grow completely.
Only 3 days?
Only 3 days. Like, yeah, 2 to 3 days. It completely pierces you till it comes out the other side. That's how they torture you. I mean, you'll die, obviously. So, shook.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah. Death would be inevitable, obviously. So, slowly and surely, it's super painful. It's like sitting on a bed. Oh, that scared me. It's like sitting on a, it's like falling on a bed of nails, basically. And I actually have a picture.
Was the point to kill people?
Like, is a point to?
That's my thing. When you know that torture is gonna, when you know that torture is gonna end in death, why are you gonna torture them?
I guess like they were thinking, like, since it's a 3 day period, they thought they'd get information, and maybe take them out, I guess, and maybe they have like cuts or something. But maybe they were like, you know what, fuck you, I'm not giving you information. They're like, you know what, fuck you too, you'll die now. And they just
left him there, just left him there to die, to do its work.
Yeah, basically. God. So like, it was mostly just to torture them, not really to kill them, but obviously they would just eventually die. So Mythbusters actually tried to do this. When I was watching the episode, they actually went to see if it was actual thing, like, wow, does it really grow that fast? And it was real. They made this huge, like, like, it was, like, not human skin, obviously. I'm not going to use it on a person. They made this huge, like, body of jelly that's, like, close to a torso, basically. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it was
Was it kind of, like, ballistic jelly?
Yes, it's something like that. It looked like that. So it was, like, very plausible. It was real, and it happened. So, yeah. And so soldiers have been reported finding mutilated bodies of Allied soldiers that seem to be going through some type of torture. So, yeah, it's a horrific way to die, but it was part of the war. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
How do people, this is my thing. So the reason, I was telling you this the other day, but the reason why I'm so interested in like murder and the ways that people do bad things is like this is like,
is that why we talked for 7 hours?
Yes. it's because I don't understand it. So I'm like, how did someone
come up
with this idea? I'm just going to suspend someone over some growing bamboo that I'm going to sharpen so it's like knives that I don't even need to wield because it's going to do it for me.
I think it's so interesting. As in, I mean, I'd be great at this. If it was a child.
I know, and it's scary.
I'd be like, you know what? Let's do this instead. But
I mean, you don't really get your hands dirty, I suppose.
Of course not. I mean, you could still save the bamboo and the pandas could just eat it. You could just cut the person off.
Now I'm imagining a bunch of pandas eating bloody bamboo.
Maybe they wipe it clean. They won't know.
Oh my God.
So the next one is one of my favorite ones because it was actually inspired. But in one of the Saw movies, I think it was the last ones. And I don't, have you seen it?
No. Oh, no, I do not watch scary movies.
So in one of the machines, I don't know if I should talk about this first or the Saw thing first. It's kind of different. You know what? Okay, so in Saw, you're not going to watch it, so I'll just like ruin it for you. Okay, whoever's seen Saw, you know what? You'll know what I want to talk about. If you haven't seen it, skip like 20 seconds. So basically in the end of Saw, there's this guy, he's talking about how he was captured and oh my God, like I escaped the whole traps and murder and everything. He was like this big, a cocky asshole who wrote a book and everything. So then Jigsaw was like, fuck you. You know what? I'm going to take you and you're really going to do the game. So he was going through it. A lot of his friends were killed. a lot of people that like went with his like got killed
naturally.
And then the end, he had to sacrifice hooking himself, literally hooking himself by his nipples to go all the way up and like free his wife. She was chained up from the neck. I think her hands and feet were chained up too. And she was placed in this huge tank. Since he couldn't do it because his nipples ripped off, she was cooked alive inside of it. She was innocent. She didn't know this happened. She thought he was telling the truth. I think, yes.
Who was that? I know nothing about these movies. Yeah, I'm just stressed.
It's literally just torture devices.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, yeah, that's what happened. And I saw that and I was like, oh my God, this reminds me of the Brazen Bull. So the Brazen Bull is fucking crazy. And it's actually kind of funny, some part. So it was created as this horrible and this crazy as like torture device, like a giant human crock pot, basically. So the Brazen Bull was made from the tyrant Phalaris. I don't know how to pronounce his name. That's his name. So basically, we're going to the part here. Sculpture with a replica of a bull. Oh, so same. The bull was made out of pure brass completely. And he said he messed around with the pipes and the whistles of the bull. So whoever's screaming inside of it sounds like the sounds of a bull. So you're screaming inside, but he changed it so everyone else on the outside, it just sounds like a bull grunting and moaning and all that. So basically, the person who is inside, it could be. They say it's just torture. They say you're not supposed to die in it. I don't know how the fuck you're not supposed to die of it. But apparently, I know it's by memory, so I don't need this. So, okay. Basically, yeah, so there's, like, a little door in the side of the bowl. And they just throw the person in there. And they're stuck in there. And it's really tight, claustrophobic as fuck. And they're in there naked, I think, or with, like, a piece of cloth or, I don't know, something like that. So basically, there is a fire right under the bowl, and since it's brass, it gets like crazy hot, basically cooked. They're screaming, getting out, there's no way to get out of there, and that's basically it. It's straight to the point, basically cook them alive. But I think the leader, I don't know who the leader was, I don't remember, that was like, hey, can you make this torture device for me? So the guy who made it, he was tricked into going into his own torture device. Just because the leader wanted to see if it was true of what he said. And it was, yeah, it was true. The guy was cooked alive. It took him out and he was a big, big coal.
Was he dead?
Yeah, he died. He was dead, dead, dead.
Why did he do it?
What?
I mean, I guess I was going to say, why did he even make the thing?
He made it because of, no, I don't remember who the king was or the leader. I don't remember now.
But he basically like didn't.
He was
a choice.
Like, you know what? Can you make me like this torture device and just like torture people to get information or blah 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 blah, or to have them be scared of me? He was like, yeah, definitely. He was like, a sculptor and he was like very cocky about it. And he was the king or whatever tricked him into it. I don't even know how you even trick someone to go in there. I wouldn't fucking go. Thoughts?
I just don't, again with the how do people come up with this shit, I just don't understand.
I think that's very creative. I think that's, okay, not in like a crazy way, but I think that's really cool. You know how great that'd be as a barbecue? How dope that'd be? Yeah, I think Jake Paul would buy that. Oh, a gold, like brass.
Oh my God.
Bowl. Huge, just like literally the size of a real bowl.
No, listen, think about as, on a, my door as an here. Actual cooking vessel, I support it. That'd as a torture really... device?
Oh no,
I do not support it.
I didn't mean that. I mean like cooking your hot dogs, cooking your corn on the actual thing. Actually looks pretty cool. Like, wow, bitch, I have money. I have this brass bowl to cook my corn in. Can you imagine how
your
cool
corn.
That'd be? My corn, yeah. Can you imagine how cool that'd be?
I mean, yeah. I guess.
You're shook.
Yeah, I can't. Like, it's corn and people now. It's a corn and people stew. And I can't get that out of my head.
You have to, it was actually a video, not that they actually put somebody in there, but they make like a reenactment. It's crazy. It's wild.
Oh dear.
All right, so let's go with the next one. This one is Impalement.
Great, you're great.
Have you? Oh, no, you've never seen horror movies. There's this one movie called Cannibal Holocaust. Cannibal Holocaust. It was this supposed snuff movie.
Okay.
It was banned in lots of. I thought it was an amazing movie. You ever seen? No, you haven't seen.
Nope.
Damn. Green Inferno was inspired by it. I'm pretty sure because it literally was the same thing.
Okay.
So, Cannibal Holocaust came out in the 90s or something? And it's basically a bunch of travelers trying to talk to the indigenous people. That didn't go well at all. And basically, Impalement is. I mean, I'm going to go into detail more about what it is. It's literally like Cannibal Holocaust, and that's the one picture. It's just a woman with a spear coming out of her mouth.
Coming out of her mouth.
Yes. It's inserted from your anus. And how about I just talk about it?
Yeah, no, just talk about it.
So, so an impalement, I'll show you a picture.
Yep.
You're basically a shish kebab.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. But slowly into a shish kebab, which is the worst thing. I'd rather just go through me immediately. No, this went on for days.
Got it. When you're still alive. Because see, I'm really Greek, right? I have impaled animals on a giant metal pole, mm-hmm. but they've been dead and all of their organs have already been mm-hmm. removed. Your organs are still in there.
You're still alive.
Besides you still being alive, your small intestine is not. It's not straight up and down.
Anus is not ready for that.
Your anus is not ready for that either. Oh.
Are you ready?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay, so impalement, as I said before, it's a method of execution and torture. I mean, torture, I don't know if... How would it be just torture? I think you would die eventually. From an infection.
That you would die... Would you not
you
die?
You could die from it.
No. Would you not die just from,
That's what I said, because...
the shock.
It says torture, too. That's why I said, I don't know how it could be just for... you would die. It's just entering your asshole. You would die. Your asshole is ripped apart.
Well, I feel like, okay... It would need to get to a certain point before you die. Because, there are people who, have had the bottom halves of their body, blown off. And they're still alive.
Mood.
How is that a mood? But anyway. Uh-huh. So I feel like it would, what you were saying about infection, that would kill you if it didn't go up far enough. But then if it went up far enough, that would go straight through, your stomach. Everything. All of your stomach acid would pour out. It would go straight through, your heart and lungs. And I feel like by the time it reached your vital organs, the ones that are protected by the old rib cage, you're done.
Yeah. But I still don't see how it would be just torture. Just take it out? What? Just put the tip in? I don't see. Let me just grease it up, put it in your ass.
Oh my God.
2 seconds. Shoves the whole thing in. That's a lie. Anyway, so...
Non-consensual. I don't like it.
Basically, you lied about the size. So basically, it's a penetration of the human by an object such as a stake.
Okay.
Pole, spear, or hook. Oh, fuck. I didn't even know it was hook. A hook. I've never heard of that.
Hook!
Remember SpongeBob the hooks? What did he say? I forgot.
I don't remember. I just remember people saying, don't play on the hooks.
Was it that? That's literally me. I'm running into the hooks. That's me. So anyways, it was often completed or partially into the torso. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I really don't see how you survived that.
Nope. It was usually used in response to crimes against the state and regarded across a number of cultures as a very harsh form of capital punishment. Well, no fucking shit. It's pretty fucking harsh. It was used more in the times of war to suppress rebellions, punish traitors or collaborators, and punish breaches of military discipline. Yeah. Okay. Also things like highway robbery and grave robbery. I think that's too much. If you're just robbing somebody, I'm not saying it's good, but hey, you rob, I don't know, my milk. Are you gonna get impaled now?
Fuck yeah. It seems a la like Jean Valjean, you're gonna have to go to a slave camp for 10 years because you stole some bread. Would I rather be impaled or would I rather go to a labor camp? I don't know.
I'd rather just kill myself, honestly. Mm. Quick and easy. So this was made famous by the great Vlad the Impaler, basically.
Is Dracula. That how he got his name?
Yes. Okay. He was super into it. All right, this is very detailed. So he was like super into it. I already know this by memory too. So Vlad the Impaler was super into it. So the way that he, this is the creepy part, the way that he wanted to scare off his enemies, he had a forest, like a cornfield, 20,000 people impaled. They're already dead or they're like beginning in their torture. 20,000. So
they're and he just leaves them there?
Yeah.
Like the stalks of corn.
Yeah.
Stalks of people. Mm-hmm. Okay.
To scare his enemy. And the enemy saw that. They were like, yeah, no. We're turning around.
You know, not a terrible plan. I don't endorse impaling people in the first place, but not a bad plan.
Can you imagine the face of the enemies?
Be like, nope.
I would be like, sorry, we made the wrong left. I'm sorry. You go on. Okay, so this is like my number one, my favorite of all time. If somebody comes and fucks with me, I would do this to them. Honestly, it is so underrated. I have not heard about it.
Oh God, what is it?
I was watching Vikings.
Okay.
I'm like skipping around because I used to watch it a lot. And I forgot how graphic it was. It's actually a really well-written show. You should watch it. It is very gory, though. But it's very good.
Okay.
It's a good story. So, it is... There's this one scene that they go through this... It's mostly, like, if you're committing, like, high treason or you just... You know, put your country behind your back. Like, you know what, guys? Fuck you. This is, like, the ultimate thing. I don't know... Either how this is just torturous because you're just dead, basically. You're just completely dead. I guess you're alive throughout this whole thing, which is fucking insane because there's like reenactments and you're like, whoa, this is terrifying. This is like something I would never want to see. I'd rather see, I don't know, something else. This is like, there was like statues in the show too. There was like these things like, oh, you know what? Let me explain it. Mm-hmm. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, so. In the earliest account of, like, it's called the Blood Eagle. I don't know if I just mentioned that. It's called the Blood Eagle.
No, you didn't, so it's good that you said it.
Okay, so, the Blood Eagle, blah, 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 blah. Okay, this is talking about who the fuck had this done. Okay, so, this is the good part. The process of the Blood Eagle is to, indeed, so cruel and super grisly. It'd be super stomach churning. It's apparently... It's a rumor that this happened, but again, it is very detailed for it to be fake.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Queen Bathory, people think it's fake too. People think she's like a whole lie.
Really?
It is very detailed for her to be that crazy.
Yeah.
I believe the other theory because she had a lot of money. Like, bitch was... swimming in coin.
Mm-hmm.
And she had all this property, this and that. She had no man. So around that time, you needed to have a man and he'll protect you and blah, 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 blah,
or
blah.
Or you could just kill them all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not trying to turn this into a feminist thing, but yeah, basically, if you didn't have a man.
Again, I'm not endorsing murder.
But I mean, yeah, so, yeah, so basically in Queen Bathory, we'll talk about this for a minute. Bathory was apparently, she had all these things, she had all this property, and I think it was like her husband, like, passed away, one of his friends, I think, he was super jealous of this, and he made all these things up so they could throw her off her throne, and he can be in charge of all this property, because her dead husband told him to take care of her, so if he took care of her, and then she's away, she's, you know, thrown off her throne, basically, and she's stuck in her little room where she eventually died, he is in charge of everything. Because he also owed her a lot of money, too. Mm. That's a good theory, but also this is too specific that she killed that much people, how she did it. There really is no evidence either. There really isn't, because it was so long ago. And the number was also mysterious, because they said that the only person that actually saw the number because Bathory wrote it. How many people she killed. Like, what the fuck? How do you make that shit up, too? Like,
I don't, I mean, I guess.
No, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, I believe that it happened, but I think that also the growing of urban legends and, like, people adding more details to them. Like, it is possible, but I believe that it happened.
I love her, honestly. I think she's such a badass bitch, and she needs to be exposed more. It boils me. I'm getting very off topic, but it just boils my blood because, I mean, you've seen
that. Everyone knows who she is.
That, and everyone's talking about Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Okay, he's great. He's great in his own ways, as in, like, the scary part. Yes. He is terrifying. I would never want to get near him. He's great. He's charming, blah, blah, blah. He's literally everywhere, and it bothers me. Like, when you think of serial killer, you're going to think immediately Ted Bundy, John Wayne Gacy, Eileen Warners, if you're thinking about a female. You know, you're going to think about the typical ones. That's why, like, when I made this, I really want to expose much more people. Because I know people haven't heard of Bathory. Mm-hmm. And if they have, it's maybe, like, something so just something small about her. Or Pedro Lopez. Nobody knew about that. Or, like, the things in Jersey. Not a lot of people knew. I didn't know about these things. These torture devices, I've never heard of, like, almost half of these. Well, I read most of them because I'm a creep. So, like, I knew some of it, but when I talk about it with other people, uh-huh, like you, you're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, no, I've never heard of it. So
that's why, like, I kind of made it to expose more of those things, because there's people that are crazier, like the toy box killer, which is one that I'll make, and you definitely have to hear. That's fucking insane.
Don't worry, I'll listen.
That's
when
I told you that the recorder was, like,
yeah, so on much sale money for like $1 billion.
$12,000. I want to buy it.
Don't do that.
If I had money, I'd buy it. I want to hear it. Him being creepy. I want it. But yeah, like, people, like, are just so fixated on that, on just, like, this is, like, the only crazy person. When there's been wilder people that have been super, like, much more normal than he is, and mm-hmm, you would never bat an eye at all. Like, Pedro Lopez, when you see a picture, he literally looks like some regular guy, but he's killed more than 300 women. He's still out there. He's around 70 years old.
So many people.
It's a lot of people. And yeah, he's never, if you've heard, he's been in and out of jail in a very short amount of time. He was like, you know what? Slap on the wrist. You're going to leave. You're good, Pedro. It's okay. It's okay. Go back to Colombia. It's okay. It's okay. You murdered, you know, 300 women, but it's okay. It's all right. He's still fucking out there. So, I mean, we're not in South America, so.
No, but
he could come.
Yeah, they also, I was listening to, we were talking about Spencer Henry before, and I was thinking about how Spencer he did the Zodiac Killer, mm-hmm, and he was like, this is probably the only one that I'll ever do that he's just never been caught.
I mean, he did, like, the Manson family. He did, like,
he some did, but people, the Manson family had a resolution.
True.
I'm saying, like, that's the one that he said he would, like, he doesn't like doing things that are unsolved crimes.
Got it. Yeah. See, I like everything.
That's fair. You're like an equal shit opportunity gruesome podcaster.
Exactly. So let's go back to the Blood Eagle, because I fucking love this one. This one's so gory. This one is so long, and it's just the right amount of torture.
Okay.
I think there's a band name called the Blood Eagle, or a song or something. You know how many bands are called Bathory?
Oh my god,
so
really?
Many. So many.
Like punk bands?
Yeah. Love like it. Really, yeah, metal, like course. Norwegian ones.
Yes, naturally.
It's good. But there's a lot. Oh, like blood counts as blood. But this, yeah, okay, let's get to this. So the victim's hands and legs were tied to prevent them from escaping or making any jerk movements or anything. Then the person, I guess, seeking revenge, or the torturer. Oh, seeking revenge is actually kind of, okay, I'm getting too excited. So they stabbed the victim from the tailbone and up to the rib cage. So each rib was then meticulously separated. While you're alive, I'm just letting you know, you're alive. Okay, so it was separated from the backbone with an axe. I actually have an axe, so I can show you. It's okay.
Wait, they...
I'm not even at the bad part yet.
Okay.
So, yeah. Separated from the backbone with an axe, which left the victims in... So, okay, sorry. My, like, it just stopped out of nowhere. I don't know. Okay, so, yes, the internal organs were on display. Like, have you ever seen, like, those little... they saw on, like, Barnes & Noble. Like, those little half bodies for, like, anatomy studying and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically his body was like that. You see lungs, you see his... kidneys, everything.
So wait, are they they're sliced open at this point?
They're from here. So they start from like above your ass, mm-hmm. and they just cut all the way up here to your rib cage. So okay. You see your lungs.
Basically. Yeah, gotcha.
Got it. Okay, so
this is my favorite. I feel like that's so much like slicing you up from the back is so much more difficult than slicing you up from the front.
I guess because the thing's it's painful. You've never been cut in the back.
I'm not down. Like, it would be much more painful and much harder to recover from.
I guess because here it's more sensitive. I don't know. Because your chest here is much more... I don't know.
I'm wondering what the specific purpose for the torturer was.
Oh, I will of going get to it. It's okay. Specific. It okay. is... You'll find out why it's called Blood Eagle.
Gotcha.
Eagle.
Yeah, no. keep going.
Yes, it gets worse. This is, like, the G version. Now I'm going to, like, the R version.
Okay, here we go.
This is literally nothing.
Buckle up.
Yeah, basically. So, the victim, as I said, remained alive the whole time. Fuck that. So then, obviously, the Vikings were like, this is not torture enough. Let's throw some sea salt on it. On the gaping wound. Yeah. They just like, you know what? Let's lather you up like steak. Right on the wound. I mean,
is that where the expression salt in the wound comes from?
That's maybe. It's funny. And this is, and if it wasn't enough, after all, the person's ribs were cut away mm-hmm. and spread out like giant fingers. So basically, this is your back and it just spreads out like that. Like complete, like it looks like protruding wings, kind of. It's just cracked.
Yeah, see, I'm still, what, like, why not, why are you going in from the back? Why don't you go in from the front and then, like, you can still crack each rib off of your spine?
But it wouldn't make sense for the name. You'll find out.
Okay.
So, the torturer then pulled out the lungs of the victim, because why not? To make it appear as if the person had a pair of wings spread out its back. That's why. Thus, the Blood Eagle is manifest in all its glorious gore. And then, basically, the victim becomes this huge, slimy, bloody bird. So let me explain it to you. Let me give you a visual.
This huge, slimy, bloody bird.
Do I have something here that can show? Okay.
Oh, Spyro.
Spyro. So basically, this is a person's back normally. So this would be the skin that they cut off.
Yeah.
They just cut it off as wings, and then it would hang you up.
By your skin!
By your skin, basically. Or your neck, and then you're just... It's like an eagle.
Yeah.
So when they look at the back, you have no lungs, but everything's exposed.
Yeah.
I have a picture, but it's
I don't want to see boring. It, but it makes sense.
Yeah, so that's what it would be. Thanks, and your Spyro. Ribs would be graft, you know, out too. So you're more of an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that awesome? Like, okay, that's don't think of it as in a bad way. Think of it as in, like, the creative way. You've got to give an A for creativity.
Listen, I guess.
You guess what? You're so shook.
I guess I have to give it an A for creativity. An E for effort, because they really did the friggin' most.
They really were, like, really... That was really extra. Like, unnecessary. But I love it. I honestly think it's amazing. When I saw that episode, obviously, they don't show everything, which is why not, but I forgot that people are sensitive, and it's okay. But they did show the end where they hung them up like an eagle, which was great.
Wait, so you're saying that they have, like, footage of this, or are these, like, drawings? No.
They have, like, reenactments. It's from the show. I would love a real video.
Of course you would.
So this one, okay, I didn't say I was going to put female ones, but I saw this one, and I was like, I need to talk about this one.
Okay.
Hold on to your crotch. This one's gonna hurt. So this one is called The Pear of Anguish. I think this one's heard about,
actually. I know this one.
Yes.
Yeah. I know this one.
I think it's crazy. Yes. I think it's, I don't know.
People still use it.
Modern?
But, like, not for torture.
For what? Sexual?
I don't know. Yeah, no, people use it. They use it in BDSM.
That's extreme.
So, I mean, yes, they use it for torture, but someone is asking you to torture them.
Actually, like, I don't know if it's like, I don't remember now, if you press the button or you move
it. You twist it. You wind it.
And it opens up, then what? Yeah. It's not BDSM anymore. It's murder.
Well, you're not going to open it up that much.
That's the point, though.
What
if you slightly open it?
I mean, I think that's the whole point, is that you're, like, in pain, mm-hmm. but they're not opening it all the way. Or either that, or they don't make it. Yeah, no, one of those. It's either they don't open it all the way, or the ones that are manufactured for BDSM cannot be opened all the way. Is that a modern one?
I don't know. It looks fucking awesome. I would hang my bananas on that. So yes, this, I think, it was a movie they used this on. I'm thinking about, like, a spiked dildo. Never mind. You've never seen Seven? Okay, that's not scary. That's like a mystery.
Seven?
Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt.
Is that the one with the box?
Yes.
Yeah. My brother's birthday, he made us watch two movies. And that was one of them. And I was like, why'd you make me watch
that? It's a good movie.
I got to the end of the movie and I was like, I know this scene. Why have I seen this before?
Some Vine.
Yeah, no, it's everywhere.
I was mixing it up because there's one scene, I think it was Lust. And it was like this guy had like a spiked strap on. Or this girl had a spiked strap on and they fucked the other person. Kinky.
I guess.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, wait, was it the Pear of Anguish or was it a strap?
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It showed literally a second.
No, it was. I don't think it was a spiked dildo. I think it was literally just a knife. Dildo? I think it was literally just a knife. If I'm remembering correctly.
I don't remember now.
They like strap a knife.
I definitely think spiked dildo is a thing.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe it was a knife. Now I don't remember.
For the entire movie, I was sitting behind my computer playing Stardew Valley, just trying to ignore it. But also trying to make my brother happy by watching it, quote unquote.
Yeah. No, my favorite part of that movie was obviously the end, because I was fucking shook when I saw that. But it was the sloth where the guy's in the bed and he comes out, he's like,
and I'm like, oh my god, what? He's still alive.
Yeah. Ugh. I think I watched it in class, in my forensics class.
Oh my god.
And we were shook. And I didn't know what to say. I mean, I loved Forensic. Like, I was so graphic in that class. I literally put blood spot over my posters.
I'm not fazed by this statement.
That's the one where I said I wrote about Bathory, and they were like, you need to see a counselor.
Oh.
That's the one. He didn't get upset, but he was like, this is too graphic.
Forensics class.
Exactly.
What?
He said it was too much.
Okay, what?
It's because I made like this movie poster as well. And I also put a video in it, and it was a little too graphic, but it was from a movie trailer. And it's because I had, like, women hanging from, like, a ceiling, but it was drawings.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me. It was from online.
Mm-hmm.
But I found
you out- didn't do the drawings?
No, I can't draw. It'd be a stick figure. But it was just, like, the way I wrote it was apparently too graphic.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, what the fuck is this, Valerie? You need to go see a counselor. And I was like, no, it's because blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so... It was an extremely painful, my voice cracked. It was an extremely painful device used to punish women accused of inducing a miscarriage. I mean, how would you find out? Like, some women, like, were single and they were raped. Some of them were raped during that time. And they didn't have a man. How would you know if they had a miscarriage? You could have a miscarriage and you could just walk around, you're fine. But.
Maybe they would, like. They needed help and they told someone that they thought they could trust and then couldn't trust.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Miscarriages, liars, blasphemers, and homosexuals. Wow.
Naturally.
Why not?
I can't believe I'm destined for the pair.
Same. However, it was mostly used against women that were accused of being witches.
Okay.
I kind of feel I've had a feminist moment. Why not a man? Put in his ass.
Yeah.
I think they did.
I think that they did. I was in a...
Oh my God, look at this one. This one's a whole fucking thing.
Well, I don't even know how you'd use that.
Oh, it's a chastity belt with a choke pair. Wow.
Okay.
So the pear-shaped instrument was inserted into one of the victim's orifice. Hold on to your orifice.
Hold on to your orifice.
The vagina for women, if y'all didn't know what an orifice was. The anus for homosexual. Ah, okay.
See, there you go.
I was like, it's kind of weird, okay? And the mouth for liars and blast. Oh my God, the mouth. Holy shit, I forgot about that.
Put it in your mouth and it opens up. And I don't remember which one happens first. I don't think it just dislocates your jaw. I also think that it cracks your palate.
Well, definitely don't have teeth.
No, your teeth shatter. Yeah, I forgot that part.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
I was in I was in London over the summer and we went to...
Of course you were.
Yeah. my cousin was graduating from college. So we like were already... Anyway, it doesn't matter why I was in London.
Like a torture museum?
So London...
That's fucking
badass. They
have
a thing called the London Dungeon, which...
I'm so jealous.
It takes you through... It's kind of like a subpar amusement type of thing, but it takes you through like the, what was the Demon Barber of Baker Street? They made a musical. Sweeney Todd. Sweeney Todd was in there.
I was thinking about The Office.
The reason why I was super interested in it was Guy Fawkes. He mm-hmm. tried to burn down Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
And like Shakespeare had stuff to do, which is how I know about him. But the Guy Fawkes torture chamber was
listening.
One of the exhibits. It's fine. I am literally, that's just how I know about the pair. How I know about old torture instruments. I want to say that it starts out about the size of a fist. And then it opens up to far larger than your hand can get.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Is it really the size of a pear?
Yeah. It's an accurate name. It's an accurate name because it looks like a pear.
Mm-hmm.
And then it opens up to, like, I'm looking at your succulent right now, and it, because it fans out, like, because it fans out in, like, the shape of, I don't know, a succulent.
Leave Hubert alone.
Hubert has never hurt anyone in his whole life.
But he's heard me saying some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's seen some shit.
He's, I don't know what's seen. Why you walk around literally just a shirt and just talk crazy shit or watch crazy shit. I forgot what my next one was. It's fucking crazy. But I don't want to skip that. Oh, fuck. Where's my fucking tab? Okay. So, yeah, the instrument. I mean, you basically told what it was.
Sorry.
Which, no, that's great. I didn't know there was a museum in London that had these things.
Yeah.
That's actually really cool because, like, I'm planning on going the end of the year.
To really, London? Really,
I want to go so bad. Really bad.
We'll talk after.
Yes. isn't Oxford University there? Or am I thinking
it's kind of far.
I want to go so bad.
Oxford?
To the library. Have you seen the library?
Really?
Yes.
I think it's about an hour and a half outside
of
London.
That's fine. Have you seen it? I want to, because... The whole thing was, like, in Hogwarts was basically in Oxford
mm-hmm.
University.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want to go really fast. So I definitely want to go see that. And that museum. And I just want to get basically fucked by this pair of anguish. So.
Oh, my God.
So the instrument consisted of four leaves that slowly separate from the rest of the torturer. Turn the screw at the top. Oh, okay. So it's turning the key, open the leaves, causing massive internal damage. Hot. That's hot.
Oh my God.
So obviously people would die from all these injuries, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how it's just a torture. It should just be... Like, I don't know some of them why you call torture devices, just execution devices.
Basically.
So...
I have to say this. If any of you have ever had a palate expander, imagine your palate expander, but... double-sided and expanding much faster.
Ooh, give me that graphic.
Like, even, and those are not, those are painful. So just times that by 6,000 and you get the nice little pear boy.
How much more times does it hurt putting in a tampon? I've never put on a tampon, so I don't know.
Putting in a tampon, it doesn't hurt.
How much more for me, would it hurt? 6,000 times.
I mean, considering it doesn't really hurt at all, yes.
I don't know. I've never tried it, and I'm scared.
Just don't put it in when you're, like,
driving. In the wrong hole.
That would not be... I would be impressed if you managed to do that.
People actually stretch it. Like, everything.
They stick tampons in their urethra?
No, I don't mean, like, a tampon. I mean, like, other things. This is getting sexual. But, like, no, for real. Like, I've seen it by accident. I've seen a video that was, like, stretched everything.
Oh, my God.
Butthole, orifice, and that other hole.
How...
I don't know if people are into that. Maybe people fuck each other with pear.
With the pear? Yeah. I mean, I know that it happens. Not personally, but I know that it happens.
So the next one is death by sawing.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard this one. I didn't know this was a thing. I mean, I've seen it in, not a movie. It was like a video.
Say what it is.
So basically, it is sawing a living person in half. Not the magic way. No, not that way. I wish it started from the head. You'd be dead right there.
Yeah.
You have to torture them. That's the whole...
I forgot.
That's the whole thing.
Okay, but if you started in between the legs and went up,
yeah.
You would still... I mean, you would probably die from shock, but you would still be alive. Same way with impaling.
I know. So they would start there, basically. So...
Oh, so it is vertical. It's not horizontal.
Yeah, they start with your orifice.
Oh, okay.
So they
how many times are you going to say orifice?
I don't want to say vagina.
Oh my God.
I want to say it.
Oh my God.
What if I have like 10-year-olds listening to me?
10-year-olds can know what a vagina is.
Oh shit, I'm talking about torture devices. No, 10-year-olds.
I hope 10-year-olds aren't listening to this.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. My theme song is cute. Maybe it.
If you're 10 years old, turn this off.
It's been like 40 minutes.
Go watch Steven Universe.
Adventure Time.
No, go watch Steven Universe. Because even Adventure Time is a little much for 10. No, I guess a 10-year-old could do it.
Courage
the
Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, if we survive Courage the Cowardly Dog, we can survive anything.
No, no, scariest one was Return to Slab. Fucked me up. Return to Slab. Or suffer my curse. It was like a CGI thing.
We'll watch.
You never
after.
Seen it?
That? See, the one for me that I remember is the one where he was like, Courage turns into a perfectionist, and there's that blue man in his dream who's like, you're not perfect.
I think it's very soothing. I love it. There's actually a 10-hour video of that. There's a 10-hour video of that. I think it's very ASMR-ish. I want the blue guy.
It's a genre, I suppose.
No, you've never seen Return of Slab. It was like a curse of like a mummy.
I don't know. I don't remember.
It's like the creepiest CGI. And it's, you know, I'm just going to show you later. Okay. That's what gave me a fear of darkness too.
Really?
Because he's in the dark and he's like moving around weirdly. And it's like the shittiest CGI as well. And it's just, it really gets to me. Everything else is funny in that episode. Because I think Courage is hysterical. What?
I mean, no, I'm not.
It's funny.
No,
Courage.
Yeah, it is.
It's scary sometimes, but, like, it's fucking hilarious.
I think it always stressed me out because Courage was just trying to do his best, and then his dad, like, hated him, and then he kept just messing things up because he was a dog and he doesn't know how to do things. Courage really resonated
with me. Oh my God, you saw
me.
The one with, like, the sad one where they find out how he was adopted?
Yes.
That was sad.
And he tries to save his real mom. I can't. Anyway.
That's me. That was me stressful as fuck when I was 10.
Anyway, torture. Yeah. If you're 10, go watch a cartoon.
It's been more than enough time. I think you should have said this in the beginning. It's too far thinking about that pair of anguish in your orifice. For sure they know
I knew what a vagina was when I was 10.
Did I know what a vagina was? No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Anyways, so basically you're hung up from your ankles. I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
Or do you want me to just tell you first?
Tell me first.
Oof, that picture though. Sexy.
Oh my God.
So, Thus, decapitation. So, yeah, they're sawing you from the start, from your orifice, basically. And from
your butt.
Basically, both from the groin and your genitalia area. And then eventually down to your skull and downwards. So, yes. So, I'm trying to read it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so, let me stop there, because, like, there's a lot of information. I memorized most of them, because I'm like that, and I'm weird. This is literally me at the club making small talk. This, oh, my God, so have you heard about this device?
Oh, my God.
No, this is,
I mean,
this weird.
Literally, I would like to point out that this is only the second time we're hanging out. The first time we hung out, we talked about murder for 7 hours.
I didn't bring Basically, it up, though.
It wasn't just murder. No, it's
did
true.
Did I bring it up? Or was it both of us? I don't remember.
I mean, we were talking, we, like, briefly mentioned your podcast, because you gave me a sticker. Yes. And then you just went for it. And I was like, all right.
I was too excited. I was like, yes, you won't be squeamish. People have been very, like, what the fuck? In the club, especially, like, I'm so awkward when it comes to small talk, because I'd be like, shit, do I talk about, like, it? I won't know, like, millennials and Gen Z are so different. Like, if it's, like, a millennial, like, I'll feel like I'll talk about, oof, now I'm confused now. What do I even talk about? It's been a while since I've been to the club. If, like, someone talks to me, then I'll be like, oh, I'll let them talk. Or if I'm talking to them, which I don't because I'm a fucking weirdo, I'll be like, oh, so, like, hey, what's up? Do you want to drink? Do you know what the pear of anguish is? Literally had a conversation like that.
God.
I was talking about American Horror Story. I don't know why. Oh, because they mentioned that they like Roanoke, which I didn't like it at all. I thought, do you like it?
I've never seen American
okay,
Horror
good,
Story.
Okay, good, because it's trash. That okay. season was trash. I love American Horror Story, and you should watch it.
Roanoke, like the disappearing colony?
It was like the theme was that, which okay. I thought it was really bad. I'm going to get hate, but I don't care. That's my opinion. I think Asylum is the best one. Asylum is the best. But yeah, I'll bring it up and I'll be like, good, let's talk about murderers.
Oh,
let's
God.
Talk about Bathory. And they'll be like, oh, okay. But that's my consent. If they talk about that, I'm like, oh, so I could talk about this. But
yeah.
Let me try to be PG-13, but then I go way too much and I go fucking.
You just get too excited.
I go to M. I'll be like, oh my God, so like this. I'll be crazy, like details. This is. And I'll be like, this was great. Thank you for this drink. I will see you around. Oh, fuck. Okay. Wow. All right. Yeah. It's for real. This has happened. True story.
Listen, I have no experience
when I'm drunk,
with
it's
talking
worse.
To people in public settings at all. So
I'm not that nervous.
Whatever works.
Especially if I'm drunk. That's it. I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to the fucking bouncers. Literally everybody.
Oh, my God.
Everyone knows, like, most of the people listening to me, like, know how I am drunk. I'm too happy. I'm happy. I literally talk to everybody. I'm friends with everybody. I just laugh at air. I laugh at
That's
I
nice,
dropped
though.
And cracked my phone. I started laughing. I dropped pizza on the floor. Until the bar. I ate it. Disgusting. I know. This is like 2 years ago. And I started laughing. And it fell on my phone. Completely tomato sauce everywhere. It's an old phone. This is a new phone. It was an old phone. It was tomato sauce. And I started laughing. I fell out on an Uber. And I started laughing. I'm pretty happy, so when it jokes, because some people get aggressive.
Yeah.
You rather have somebody just laughing at, like, literally their spit, which is what I did, or somebody that gets aggressive?
I feel like that I have three modes. I either get really cuddly, really sleepy, or really sad.
Sad bitch hours.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's me. But I don't typically, I don't think I've ever been that intoxicated in public.
Sorry, technical difficulties.
Yeah, call on that.
Yeah, I need to cut a lot of stuff. Okay, so sawing. So yes, it is, you're tied to the ankles and they start from your genitalia. So this was popular around the 14th century of England. No crime was worse than to betray the crown, apparently. So what suitable way of punishing you for high treason? Sawing your ass.
Literally.
So, literally. So yeah, It's really to the point. I was reading something else and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm reading about something. Sorry, this is not 14th century. I was reading something else.
Oh.
Sorry, this is something else. So yeah, so it's they're cutting you. I thought they completely saw you off to the head.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just saw you and they stop at the middle of your abdomen and they leave you like that for hours. I mean, some people would die of shock, maybe, I guess.
I would think.
But some would just, it was just a they'll cut a little bit more and just leave you. Cut a little more and leave you until you're completely cut off in half.
Until you're, wait, so they do eventually cut off? Yeah, they eventually
cut off everything. Yeah. That's the point, yeah.
Would your body be intact enough for the saw to go through your head, or would it like kind of go through your neck? I feel like you would have, they would have to like hold you in place so that the saw could go through your head.
I mean, it would, yeah, I don't think it would be a perfect cut. Maybe somebody would have to hold. I haven't read that, like in the end part of all of it, it wasn't that detailed.
Mm.
So maybe it's cuts through your shoulder. I don't know. Or maybe they hold you. Maybe. I don't know.
I would not want to have that job.
That's actually a pretty dope job.
You have to the be head certain. Holder?
The head holder. That's my Tinder bio.
Oh my god.
What is your occupation? Head holder. It's not as bad as you think. It's just a punishment.
Okay.
Okay, so I didn't know which one to pick for the last one.
Because
the one that's disgusting, it's not that bad.
Just do both of them.
But this one I like a lot. This was actually in a lot of movies.
Okay.
But the other one's just gross. As in, like, it's just feces and bugs and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, bugs.
And diarrhea and vomit. And it's crazy. But this one's more
do a graphic. Very quick overview of that okay, one I'll do and this, then do this
I'll do this one.
One
quicker. And this one, that one's just more detailed. But I have to talk about it because it's confusing.
Okay.
But this one's very to the point. It is the best. This one is hanged, drawn, and quartered. So this was
classic
in the movie. Was it Braveheart? They did this to him in the end. You seen Braveheart?
No.
No, I ruined the end. It's a very good
it's
movie.
Fine. I'm never gonna watch it.
Very long. So basically, in the movie, he's like, he tries to. What the fuck? Okay, sorry, my phone like glitched. He is like punished because of high treason because he tries to make all Scotland free, and he is. Hung, drawn, and quartered. So basically what that is 14th century okay. England.
See, I know what being drawn and quartered means, but I explain the hanging part. They hang you first?
They hang you first, yes.
It Why? Is, oh, so are you dead when you get quartered?
Hold up.
Okay, so, sorry.
It's okay. So yeah, this is 14th century England.
Okay. Yeah, I was just looking at your mic.
Oh, this is 14th century England.
Okay.
I was thinking the other one was.
What was the last one?
I don't remember now. Okay, I like took off my paper. So yeah, treason. This was very agonizing, very slow, very time consuming death. This is okay. So
really,
yeah, it was practiced all across Europe. It's not really a specific spot where they did this. It's literally just everywhere they did it. So the hanging part. Basically, the person's hung, and by almost the edge of death, they just take you off.
Oh, yeah, because your neck doesn't always break.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, literally at the point where you're, like, about to, like, you know, snap your neck or die.
I feel like, no, either your neck snaps or it doesn't. I think the other way you die by hanging is asphyxiation.
You just cut. They just cut you off. And, yeah, you're on the floor trying to catch your breath, trying to... That is fucking wild. I don't know what I would do at that point.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, I just didn't know because I'm pretty sure that I've seen a reenactment of someone being drawn and quartered before, like in a history class, but I forgot.
There's a lot of History Channel ones. Yeah. They have a lot of that.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it's classique.
It's in, I think in The Handmaid's Tale. You haven't seen that either?
No.
I've seen like one episode, which was that because I wanted to see creepy shit as always. So I saw that and yeah, they were hung. They were supposed to die, but like something happened. They were all saved. I don't know what happened. But anyway, so that happens first.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually drawing meant being pulled by a horse to the execution. Yeah, but this another sense of the word draw, meaning pulling something out of something else. This case is something was the prisoner's intestines and something else was their living body. Depending on the situation, though, this punishment could be substituted for or even added to being drawn by a horse. Next came the quartering, which is the best.
Which is probably the part that I'm thinking of.
Which began by cutting off the person's genitalia first. Because why not?
You can. You
can't even die with your own vagina or penis.
Oh, once? Okay, the reason why...
I was going to say, this do is, you know somebody no, who cut no, their no. genitals
off? Oh my god, no. But I actually played a role in a play. I played an executioner. Oh. No.
That's fucking cool.
And so I actually described in rather great detail how my character was going to torture and kill a prisoner. And yeah, no, the cutting off of the genitalia was a very big thing. You cut off the person's genitals and then throw them into the fire, or you make them eat them, but it's normally throwing them into the fire.
Imagine if you had like a big dong.
Yeah, no, I don't want to imagine that, but...
yeah, so once free of the body, they were thrown into a fire, like you said.
There we go.
Along with the person's guts and burned in front of them. Holy shit.
Because you can, you know, apparently survive for at least a little bit without your intestines.
Yeah. And finally, the body was beheaded. Which, if the prisoner was still alive at this point, might have seemed like a relief. Because
they haven't even been quartered yet. Right?
That is the quartering.
Oh, I thought, okay, see what I thought.
Isn't the quartering the thing with the four horses?
Yeah, you tie each one of your limbs to a different horse, and then they that's set drawing, the horses running.
That's the drawing part where they pull
no,
it.
But you were saying that was one horse.
I guess maybe multiple horses. Hold on, quartering.
I always thought that quartering was you tie each one of your limbs to a different horse. That's what I thought it was too. And then you set the horses running, and your body gets ripped apart.
My source is trash.
Are you on Wikipedia?
No, of course not.
Okay.
No, my source is trash then. Because that's what I thought the ending was going to be until I read
that.
Well,
listen, I'm not a historian. I just played a murderer.
But yes, it's usually the last part is, yes, you throw your genitalia in the fire and all that bullshit. Great. They tie your ankles and your wrists and then you're fucking pulled. And your limbs are, you know, mm-hmm. ripped off by fucking horse. You're fucking dead. So yeah. That should be the ending. I don't know why that was the end, but that's what it is. Isn't it great?
As you've been saying, it's creative.
It's creative, right? How does someone think of that?
We I have would these write a horses. Book. I think that's the only thing that England was good at. Like, the only place that they could actually put their creativity. Somebody's going to comment, like, Britain didn't even create their own torture. Mm-hmm. But I was going to say that the only place they were actually creative was in torture, because they're all terrible people. But truly, anything that is like quote-unquote quintessentially British is not actually British.
Mm-hmm.
So, tea? No, that's from China and India.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were telling me tea, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, girl, no, that's
the
tea.
The tea about tea is that... people so often associate it with England, but it's not from there. Anyways, I get very, me walking around London going, you didn't even invent any of this.
Can you imagine?
That was me literally over the summer.
Oh my God. I'm not going to go to London with you. Okay. So this one is, it's gross, but very effective.
Okay.
Especially if you want your torture to go on for days or weeks. Weeks. I'm not talking about some Judas Cradle bullshit. You know what that is, right? The Judas Cradle?
No.
It was like... I'll go really quick on this. All right. I know most of them. So the Judas Cradle was basically like this huge metal triangle.
Okay.
It was made famous by like the Spanish Inquisition. And you are hung up in a corner. So let's say that corner right there, you're hung up there.
Okay.
And there's this huge triangle, this huge metal triangle here. You're slowly going down. That goes up your ass. So every time you move, it goes deeper inside.
Mm-hmm.
It was either, yeah, it's just a big triangle, or you're on top of it completely, or it moves up to your genitalia if you're a woman, or just completely cuts off your penis. Most of them died until they were, like, it would go on for days. It wasn't washed or clean. So you either died from infection or just complete pain.
Mm.
So yeah, that's what the Judas Cradle was. The Judas Cradle ain't shit with this one. This one.
A bonus torture.
A bonus torture. This one I read, and you know me, I think much more things need to be exposed than this. But supposedly when I read a bunch of like websites, I read a lot of books, and I did my research. This was one of a lot of websites' top like torture methods. And okay. I was like, wow, who is she? I want to know who she is. So this was in an ancient Persian torture method. I was like, you Persians, you fucking bitches. You fucked up assholes. Well, they killed their victims with milk and honey.
Oh.
Hold up. We're not even there yet. So, it looks so uncomfortable. So, basically, yes. It's called scaphism.
Okay.
Scaphism. Yeah. It's known as the boat. It originates from Persian Empire around the 5th century of... 5th century. It was devised to inflict as much pain and discomfort as possible. Okay, great. That's the good part. It was reserved only for people guilty of the worst crimes. For example, murder or treason. Okay, we see a pattern. Okay, great. The method consisted of trapping the victim in the space between two small boats or two hollowed out tree trunks and force feeding them milk and honey over the course of a few days until the person died. But it's a specific way how they died. So when they were fed all this milk and honey, boom, bada boom, diarrhea everywhere. So in order for this to work, they basically take you to the swamp. And they would tie you up completely by your hands and feet. And so you're force fed all this bullshit, and then you have the boats were on top of each other like this. So you're just stuck. You're literally like a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
You're stuck in there like a turtle. You can't move. You can't do anything. The thing is shut around you.
Is your head poking out?
Your head's poking out. I think your hands. Let me see.
If they're bound.
Yeah, I mean they could be out though.
I guess.
Let's see. So. Oh yes, so the person in charge of this, the mixture would drip everywhere, covering their eyes, face, and neck. The same mixture was then spread all over the exposed body parts. So I guess maybe their feet or their arms were out. Like, you know how magicians, they have like the head out and the feet out. Maybe
so they mixed milk and honey. They didn't like feed them one by one. It was a mixture of milk and honey.
Yes, it was a mixture.
Okay,
that's disgusting.
And they put it all over.
They put it all over the exposed body parts, and the idea that it would attract every insect, vermin, and wild animal in the area. So very soon after, flies and rats would go everywhere. For instance, it'll show up and start attacking the victim, eating the mixture of milk and honey, but also eating the person alive.
Tie me to horses and friggin' let them go, but do not have me covered in milk and honey with
bugs. We're not even in the gross part yet.
I know, but bugs really freak me out.
I think they're okay.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I think it's okay. I don't want to be fucking quartered. I think this is not that bad.
Okay, just keep going.
Now, as if the bugs eating them alive weren't that bad.
Which it is, but anyway.
You also have severe diarrhea that will leaving you feeling weak and dehydrated. This horrifying symptom was the intended consequence of milk and honey. So the more you would defecate inside the boats, the longer you stayed alive, the more you attract fucking flies, and they would mate in there and then grow babies, and there would be more bugs inside of it.
Larva!
And yeah, the longer they said they could last more than 14 days. So yeah, they would survive for days, for even weeks, in a small hell of bugs, feces, milk, and honey. Finally, because the victim would have no choice but to empty their shit in the boats, the feces would accumulate and breed maggots and other vermin that slowly made their way into the victim's body and ate them up from the inside.
No!
This is what killed them ultimately. No shit. As as was confirmed when the victim died and the boats would be separated, revealing their half-eaten body. Oh, it was 17 days, sorry. It was from a Greek, a victim, a young Persian soldier. He died. It took him 17 days to die.
Oh my God. Is that like the longest?
That's, I guess, yeah. I just thought that was, I wanted to save that one for last because it was, I mean, bugs don't really gross me out, but it was just the grossest one.
I hate bugs.
It's okay. I'd rather be quartered.
I think, yeah, I would rather be quartered.
I don't know. I think out of all of this, how many things did I even say?
I really don't want anyone listening to this to take this as an invitation to come and quarter me.
Oh, no. But if I had to die.
If I had to die, I would want
carbon monoxide to be, smell it.
Yeah, either car. See, okay. I was not thinking of like modern day things. I was like, I would want the fucking guillotine because it was actually invented as a humane way of
I mean, you're still alive for a few more seconds.
Punishment.
Can you imagine?
Well, but if the executioner knew what they were doing and if the blade was sharp,
can you imagine?
It would just sever your head and it would be done. Cute. And you'd be fine.
You know how they have
you'd
the
be
whole,
dead, but you'd be fine.
Right. The whole wood block and they miss.
Yeah, no, that's the worst.
Oh.
And if like your head's not all the way in and they like get your head instead
like
of your
neck. Shoulder.
Yeah, no, that's bad. That's bad. But if I had an experienced executioner, I would just want to have my head cut off because then it's like, it's okay. That's fine.
What did I say? Bamboo torture. Fuck no. Pair of
that's
anguish.
So slow.
No.
Impalement. Pair of anguish might not kill you. That's the thing.
Yeah. It would leave me a gaping roast beef of a vagina.
I mean, yeah.
Impalement's too slow. What else did I say? Quartered, hanging, all that's too wild for me. It seems the most humane out of all the ones I said.
Which one? Sorry?
Quartered?
Yeah, that yeah. One? Well, okay, quartered, but if you're not gutted first.
What else did I say?
You forget that you get gutted, I think. I do.
Is that all of it? Oh, the bull, I forgot. Fuck no.
Yeah, getting that's cooked?
Getting cooked.
I don't want to get cooked.
What else? I say the bowl, that. I think that's it. No, I'd rather be quartered.
Kill me quick. that's the bottom line.
Okay, so ending this, give me your overall thought of this.
People were just like needlessly
bored.
Cruel. Yeah, they were bored. And listen, today,
I mean, what was the most you could
turn
do
to drugs?
True.
Back then. Well, people just murdered people.
I mean, and they had this whole public thing. People would watch
yeah.
it. Especially
oh, yeah.
the song one. There was a lot of crowd for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most of them were like crowds of people. The Brazen Bull people had parties around it.
I can't.
Impalement. I don't know if it's... Yeah, they all were public things.
See, I don't understand.
That's your Netflix. Like what I told you about the Paris morgue?
Yeah.
I would def go.
I feel like the Paris morgue, maybe I would go to. But one of these, like, active murders,
I would be first in line. Get that blood on me.
No. Oh, God. No moidals here. No moidals here.
Okay, if you had to make up your own. Not to kill them immediately, but just, you know, it's a torturous thing. Because most of them
like probably
here were
the worst thing that I can think of.
If you had to make
it's
up
not
your own
creative.
Thing.
Like it's not something okay. that I am making up. But I think that like peeling someone.
Oh, that was one of the ones I was going to talk about. It was like I forgot what it's called. Flaying. Fuck, something like that. Flaying. It was also another way to scare your enemies was they put it around their territory or put them as a flag. Be like, don't fuck with me. With nerves and everything.
Was Gacy the one who made furniture out of people?
Ed Gein.
Gein, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember yeah, the one no, I showed you? I buy one.
No. Uh-uh. Oh, God. But, yeah, I think that something that's always stuck with me was when we were in younger, like, years of school, we would learn about when we were learning about Native Americans, we always would learn about scalping. And I didn't really understand what it was. And then one day I thought about it for a little too long. And it freaked me out. And so now I am terrified of
scalping,
which is like, I feel like
you're not going to die immediately.
No, that's the thing. You're just going to have no head.
Have you seen
a head, but
have you seen, what is that movie called? The Call with Halle Berry. I think it's the most modern movie with actually scalping in it.
I don't know.
Have you seen it?
Probably not.
It's not scary. It is like it's just a crime thriller, but there you'll see some parts of scalping that he slowly, because he's like, you won't watch it probably. Whoever's seen it, you know, you've seen it. If you are about to watch it, I'm ruining it for you. So this guy, he's obsessed with his sister. She dies. He's obsessed with her. He's obsessed with her blonde hair. And he kidnaps girls with blonde hair and scalps them to make his own, I guess, recreate his sister. And you slowly see it towards the end that he's scalping her, but she survives. But because it only goes up to here. But he scalps one of the other girls, but she's dead. But just the whole thing. Snatched her weave.
No. So, yeah, I think that, like, removing someone's skin is, like, the most freaky thing to me. I think, like, doing a... And the fact that I know that this happened with some frequency, like, doing an anatomical autopsy, like, for scientific purposes, but while a person was still alive.
Oh, you should see Martyrs. It's a French movie. Very graphic. And yeah, it's scientific
like
stuff.
I feel like the Nazis did that to Jewish people a lot, specifically women.
And twins experiments.
Yeah.
I already planned out mine, so.
Oh god, what is it?
It's very detailed. I'll make it as fast as I can because I go to every single, you know me. I go through every single face to torture you. So if I had to torture somebody, because you won't die the way I do it. So, where did I even see this? I was inspired.
Of course.
I was watching this website, and it was just a picture. And I was like, oh. And I was thinking, because I'm a fucking weirdo. And I was like, oh my god, this is how I would really kill somebody. It has to be personal, though, because it would take a lot of time to do this. I think it would take me like a month, maybe, to complete it. Me. Okay, so if I actually had to torture somebody, it's not gonna be any of these pussy ways. I'd probably kidnap them. God. I'd make sure they're conscious the whole time. So the first thing I would do do you want me to tell you?
Fucking crazy. Yeah, you did all of this work. Give the people what they want, but also
it's very
graphic. I'm screaming.
I'm letting you know it's really graphic. It's sad if I don't care. So I'd kidnap the person. I hope there's like cops all over this town, but I'm just saying if I had to, or if it was like a movie, oof, I'd be banned.
If this ever actually happens, I'm immediately sending the police your podcast, just so you know.
Wow. So I'd kidnap somebody. I have to think this through. What was the first thing? The first step was kidnap a person. I'd go to somewhere where obviously you can't hear any screaming, any crying, anything like that. Probably like a warehouse. Actually an abandoned building that I know in Newark. You can't hear shit in there, first of all. So probably there. And it'd be a very cold room because I don't want bacteria around it because I don't want them to die yet. So I don't want infection and all that. Make sure, bring all my supplies, bring all my tools. And the first thing I'll do is probably put them to sleep first, cut off their limbs, and then stitch them up, make sure they're fine. Wait a few days until there's no infection in their stitches or nothing's wrong. Make sure they're conscious, make sure they can move their stumps at least. And that's not even the worst part, hold up. So then I will strap them down and I would blast very loud music in their ears until they go completely deaf. And then I'd probably shove a knife in their ear so their ear canal's fucking fucked up. They can't hear me at all. Then I would gouge their eyes out and stitch up their eyes together. I'd cut off their tongue, cut off, take out all their teeth. Wait, is that even the best part? Do I do all that? Make sure they're basically none of their, you know. Then I would sell them as a sex slave. They can't hear you. They can't see you. They can't run away from you. They're a sex slave. You can hang them up in a chandelier. I'll offer them a chandelier, and you can hook your sex doll up. You can feed them. You can bathe them. They won't resist you. They can't run away from you. They won't have teeth I'll leave their tongue in. They won't have teeth, and you could just do whatever you want to them. And yeah. That's
okay. For some reason, I was like morally fine with it up until the selling them part.
Yeah, that's it. You know how they sell fleshlights? I'll sell them in a little box.
Yeah, but selling people is bad.
But that's like, what I'm
about. Okay, murdering people is bad too. Cutting off people's limbs is bad too. Selling them, somehow worse.
How is it worse?
I don't know.
From everything else they said.
I don't know why that is what's making me the most mad.
But you sell them.
No.
Yes.
No.
They'll keep going forever.
Kill them.
Please. The point of all this was torturing them, not killing them. I'm not killing them. They're just being used for whatever they want. If they want to kill them, they can kill them. I'm not killing them. That's if I want revenge, Chris. I'm telling you, that's why it has to be personal.
I'm screaming.
That's what I would do. I'd sell them in a box. I'd sell them $20,000. I'll even offer hooks. Like hanging them in a chandelier. They won't resist you. It's your own sex doll.
I can't even right now.
You can't identify her. Remove tattoos, remove piercings, no teeth. Make sure she doesn't have fake tits because serial numbers are on breast implants. Remove that. Yeah, there's no way you can identify them. They can't talk. They can't hear you. They can't run away. What are they going to do, snail around?
I need you to go ahead and just, like, swear on Ruby's spirit. You
think I'm going to do that? I'm not. I just thought about it. That's it.
I'm not going to do it. I'm freaking out.
Why?
I don't know. That was just a lot.
It was very specific. That's it.
Yeah.
I warned whoever's still listening. Jesus. I warned them.
I'd like to offer a disclaimer on mine of like...
You're too late for a disclaimer.
No, I'm just saying that you were saying, like, what would you do to torture somebody? And me torturing somebody would be me torturing myself. So I wouldn't do it because it wouldn't be good for me.
See, if you know? Okay, I mean, as in, like, torture them, but, like, okay, you don't have the empathy.
Yeah, see, I can't imagine life without it. I'm, like, borderline empathic.
Okay.
It's just, it's really hard
for me to imagine not doing it. If you had the mind of, like, okay, if you had the mind of, like, someone like that, how would you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Scalping them?
I mean, no, I probably wouldn't scalp them. Like, if I was sticking with the skin thing.
Okay. It which still hurts really bad.
Yeah, no.
Or you could put toothpicks under the nails and just hammer it down.
No, I hate that so much! Ah! I've actually, like, seen that being done. Like, not actually.
It was in movies a lot.
Yeah, no, it's been in...
I am sorry for getting very graphic, but I just got very excited that you... I asked the question, like, how?
You did.
I got very excited because I was like, oh my god, this would be the way. So if anyone fucks with me, I'm just letting you know, don't fuck with me. And that'll happen. I mean, it's never happened. People have annoyed me, but I've never done anything. The most I've done was, like, key somebody's car. That's not that bad.
I mean, I guess not, but oh my god, I'm such a rule follower.
Oh no, I'd be... No. Well, yeah.
How are we friends?
This should be... I don't know. It's a disclaimer. I don't know.
She swears on Ruby's spirit that she will never do anything.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. If someone crosses me and I have the tools and I will... No, I'm playing.
You better be.
I'm not. In my mind, I will.
Okay.
Mama would shoot them.
Okay.
Because I have to do it the easy way.
Again, I'm not condoning murder. But...
Imagine 2 weeks from now, fucking cops find them.
Listen, again, if I hear of anything,
I'm running
they're
away.
Immediately getting this.
I'm going to delete it from my phone.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I am ending this episode. Obviously my scheduling is trash. Wait, what's today? Thursday?
Wednesday.
Oh shit, it's Wednesday? Okay, I thought it was good. Okay, I'm on time actually. You know what? Let's cut that. I'm actually on schedule because I said it was gonna be Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Yes, I think.
Really?
Or Friday.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, but I'm trying to, you know, your girl's gotta get going, gotta get new listeners. So yeah, this was awesome. This was really fun, actually. This was entertaining. Because when I'm by myself, I can't be as much because I don't have an audience and I can't be extra weird. Because, admit it, was funny. Some of it was funny.
Oh my god.
And you're not as scared leaving? Well, maybe now. But, like, you're not as scared, you know, listen, like, if I said in, like, a scary voice and I didn't even make jokes, I think you'd be scared.
Oh no, I would have left your house so quick. I would have been gone.
Exactly. So, like, it's different. Or if I turn off the lights and I'm like, Chris, I have an axe under my bed. Which I do.
But I'm somehow, my...
comfortable.
My naivete is making me feel like you're not going to pull it out.
It's chilling. I have to show you later.
Okay.
It's really cool. But where was I going with this? And it was funny. Admit it. It was, some things were fucked up, but some of it was funny.
I don't think that torture is funny, but I think this was fun.
This was funny. I made it funny in a fucked up way. So, you were laughing a lot.
I was. I'm also a nervous laugher, so that would be part of it. But, you know, no, this was fun.
You won't be a trail snail. You won't be a trail snail.
I better not be a freaking trail snail.
You won't. It'll be fine. So it's okay. So yeah, we're ending it now. Definitely, we have to do this again, like in a future.
Yeah,
definitely. I have some crazy shit. I would love to come back. I have one about this. I think it's too graphic for you. I'll go a little lighthearted. I'll go a little, not that bad. We'll probably do like child murders or something. No, like kids that murder other people. We'll do that. Yeah.
Those are so wild.
Those are fucking I read one, I forgot her name, and she killed this one boy. She carved her initials on his stomach.
I've heard about this.
I don't know her name. She was like, her mother was a prostitute, and she would also, her mother forced her into these sexual acts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her name. She's free.
I don't remember her name either, but I definitely know the story.
That one, maybe that one, or I'll think of something not as horrible. Because I was thinking about doing this Japanese torture one that's, it is crazy. And they tortured this poor girl for, wow, a long time. They set her fucking vagina on fire, fireworks. They sexually abused her to no end. She was, wow, for no reason. Because I think she rejected him for a date, and he was like, you know what? Fuck you. And it was a whole gangbang.
I hate men.
But I'm not going to do that one because that one's really graphic. Too much. So we'll just go a little. We'll just maybe do child murderers. Okay. Or we'll do like recent ones, actually. Have you seen the one with the guy? He murdered his whole family and they caught him on tape carrying the bags. This was recent. This was like a few months ago. This.
Really?
They caught him. Where? And I don't know. Somewhere near here. Not in Jersey.
Okay.
And they showed the cops showed him like the videos of him carrying the garbage. And he was like, oh, I don't know what that is.
How old was he?
In his 40s, probably.
Oh.
His entire family. Literally for no reason. It was recent. Or about that girl recently. I think I told you. The one that was stuck in the suitcase.
Yeah.
That was a short one, though. I want something long and gruesome. I'll think. If you want to come back. We'll find topics that are funny so you won't be as scared. We'll talk about cute stuff. Kind of like a palate cleanser kind of thing.
Okay.
That kind of thing, yeah. We'll do that. But thank you for collaborating with me.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for reacting to this disgusting, crazy things that I love.
And I have a scientific interest in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is why we're friends, because you're like at the same time scared but still interested.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely find it intriguing, but definitely in a how-is-this-possible kind of way.
Have you seen Silence of the Lambs?
No.
You haven't seen it? Oh my god, it reminds me of us. You're literally the detective and I'm the murderer, and he fucks with her brain, and she's like, scared, but she's still interested in him. Because she's like, I don't like him, but there's something about him makes me want to go back to him. And he's fucking creepy. Like, you think I'm creepy? This guy's freaky. And they're, like, become weird friends at first.
You're not making me feel really good about this friendship.
No, but, like, it reminds me of that. I'm going to show you the scene.
Okay.
But, yes, thank you for collabing with me. And I will probably post that Japanese one on... I don't know if I said Fridays or Saturdays. I'm such a joke. I think I said Fridays. But... don't listen to that one. It's scary. Chris. Okay.
I probably will anyway.
You probably will, but don't at night.
Okay.
Yeah, so be careful of men. Be careful of Japanese men. Be careful of...
let's not make that blanket statement.
Yeah, you know what? I scratched that. Watch out for torture methods. Don't get fucked with a pair of anguish. You know what? Don't even, like,
pull unless some... that's what you're into.
If that's what you're into, no shade. But... yeah, don't commit high treason. Don't commit all these crazy things. So, yeah. Then stay spooky, guys. Bye.
Bye.